Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 8, Ramachandra Puri criticizes the Lord. First verse. Samvande Krishna Chaitanyam Ramachandra Puri Bhayat Laukika Arataha Swamyo Bhikshanam Samakochayat. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who reduced his eating due to fear of the criticisms of Ramachandra Puri. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Karuna Sindhu Avatar, Brahma Shiva Adhika Bhaje Charana Yanhar. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the incarnation of the ocean of mercy. His lotus feet are worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Jai Jai Avadutta Chandra Nityananda Jagat Bandila Yeha Diya Prema Banda. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest of mendicants who bound the entire world with a knot of ecstatic love for God. Jai Jai Advaita Ishwara Avatar Krishna Avatari Koila Jagat Nishta. All glories to Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He induced Krishna to descend and thus delivered the entire world. Jai Jai Shivas Adi Jatta Bhaktagan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Yandra Pranadhan. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is their life and soul. E Mata Gora Chandra Nija Bhakta Sange Nila Chale Krida Kore Krishna Prem Tarange. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Jagannath Puri performed his various pastimes with his devotees in the waves of love for Krishna. Then a sannyasi named Ramachandra Puri Gosai came to Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri offered respects at the feet of Ramachandra Puri, and Ramachandra Puri strongly embraced him. Purport. Because Ramachandra Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, both Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him respectful obeisances. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that although Ramachandra Puri was naturally very envious, and although he was against the principles of Vaishnavism, or in other words, against the principles of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, common people nevertheless addressed him as Goswami or Gosai because he was superficially in the renounced order and dressed like a sannyasi. In the modern age, the title Goswami is used by a caste of grihasthas, but formerly it was not. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, for example, they were called Goswami because they were in the renounced order. Similarly, because Paramananda Puri was a sannyasi, he was called Puri Goswami. By careful scrutiny, therefore, one will find that Goswami is not the title for a certain caste. Rather, it is properly the title for a person in the renounced order. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also offered obeisances unto Ramachandra Puri, who then embraced him and thus remembered Krishna. The three of them talked about Krishna for some time, and then Jagannanda came and extended an invitation to Ramachandra Puri. A large quantity of the remnants of food from Lord Jagannath was brought in for distribution. Ramachandra Puri ate sumptuously, and then he wanted to find faults in Jagannanda Pandit. After finishing the meal, Ramachandra Puri requested, "My dear Jagannanda, please listen. You eat the food that is left. With great eagerness, Ramachandra Puri seated Jagannanda Pandit and personally served him prasadam. Encouraging him again and again, Ramachandra Puri fed him sumptuously. But when Jagannanda had washed his hands and mouth, Ramachandra Puri began criticizing him. He said, "I have heard that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat more than necessary. Now I have directly seen that this is true. Feeding a sannyasi too much breaks his regulative principles. For when a sannyasi eats too much, his renunciation is destroyed." The characteristic of Ramachandra Puri was that first he would induce someone to eat more than necessary, and then he would criticize him. Formerly, when Madhavendra Puri was at the last stage of his life, Ramachandra Puri came to where he was staying. Madhavendra Puri was chanting the holy name of Krishna, and sometimes he would cry, "Oh my Lord, I did not get shelter at Mathura." Then Ramachandra Puri was so foolish that he fearlessly dared to instruct his spiritual master, "Tumi Purna Brahmananda Karaha Smaran Brahma Vidhan Kena Kariha Rodan." "If you are in full transcendental bliss," he said, "you should now remember only Brahman. Why are you crying?" Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, a Brahman realized person is always happy. Na so chati na kang chati. He neither laments nor aspires for anything. Not knowing why Ramachandra Puri was crying, Ramachandra Puri tried to become his advisor. Thus, he committed a great offense. For a disciple should never try to instruct his spiritual master. Hearing this instruction, Madhavendra Puri, greatly angry, rebuked him by saying, "Get out, you sinful rascal." Here's Prabhupada's purport. Ramachandra Puri could not understand that his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, was feeling transcendental separation. His lamentation was not material. Rather, it proceeded from the highest stage of ecstatic love for Krishna. When he was crying in separation, "I could not achieve Krishna, I could not reach Mathura," this was not ordinary material lamentation. Ramachandra Puri was not sufficiently expert to understand the feelings of Madhavendra Puri, but nevertheless, he thought himself very advanced. Therefore, regarding Madhavendra Puri's expressions as ordinary material lamentation, he advised him to remember Brahman because he was latently an impersonalist. Madhavendra Puri could understand Ramachandra Puri's position as a great fool and therefore immediately rebuked him. Such a reprimand from the spiritual master is certainly for the betterment of the disciple. Madhavendra Puri said, "Oh, my Lord Krishna, I could not reach you, nor could I reach your abode, Mathura. I am dying in my unhappiness, and now this rascal has come to give me more pain. Don't show your face to me. Go anywhere else you like. If I die seeing your face, I shall not achieve the destination of my life. I am dying without achieving the shelter of Krishna, and therefore I am greatly unhappy. Now this condemned foolish rascal has come to instruct me about Brahman." Ramachandra Puri was thus denounced by Madhavendra Puri, and due to his offense, gradually material desires appeared within him. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Vashana material desires refers to dry speculative knowledge. Such speculative knowledge is only material, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.4. A person without devotional service who simply wants to know things, kevala bodha labdhaye, gains only dry speculative knowledge but no spiritual profit. This is confirmed in the Bhakti Sandarbha 1.11, where it is said, Jivan mukta pi purna yanti samsara arsana yadyachinta mahasakto bhagavati aparadinaha. Even though one is liberated in this life, if one offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he falls down in the midst of material desires, of which dry speculation about spiritual realization is one. Even if one is liberated in this life, he becomes addicted to material desires because of offenses to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A similar quotation from one of the Puranas also appears in the Vishnu Bhakti Chandradaya. Jivan mukta papadyante kvachit samsaravasana yogino na vilipyante kamabir bhagavata bhagavatpara. Even liberated souls sometimes fall down to material desires, but those who fully engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not affected by such desires. These are references, Prabhupada continues, from authoritative revealed scriptures. If one becomes an offender to his spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he falls down to the material platform to merely speculate. And the last verse we shall read, one who is attached to dry speculative knowledge has no relationship with Krishna. His occupation is criticizing Vaishnavas. Thus, he is situated in criticism. There is a purport by Srila Prabhupada that, Krishna willing, we shall read very soon. Hare Krishna.